Blog Talk Radio.
Hold tight, I'm getting it together. Section Gimel, Section Gimel, hallelujah, according to the Hebrew lettering system. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies are my delight and my counselors. Selah. Shalom, shalom, shalom. These are the words of the Most High Yahweh. Psalm 119, Section Gimel. Section Gimel. Hallelujah, according to the Hebrew lettering system. All praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yahweh forever and forever and ever. I am Yeremiah ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters, you know the rest of the script. It does indeed, and I say this with all sincerity from the bottom of my heart, oh y'all, hallelujah, that it gives me a great deal of pleasure to come your way and to grace you and to bless you with the words of the Most High Yah, his words, hallelujah, that are found in the books in your English Bible that are called Genesis to Malachi, hallelujah, where the Most High Yah speaks. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters, tonight, hallelujah, in the Knowledge Suite, I'm going to take it upon myself, hallelujah, still expounding in his word, to go and to destroy some more New Testament contradictions. Yes, and I'm going to deal with some of them and many of them individually. So some of them may take the entire program, but just bear with me because we got to get it. We got to get it. We've got to know these things because why? These are the days that we're living in now, in which what enlightenment has come into the hearts and minds of the people who have been held captive, not only physically, but by the lies of the oppressors of my people. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters, many lies have been told about the stories, New Testament stories. But our book doesn't have stories. It has real live events and occurrences that have transpired, have happened in the past. Some are happening now, and yet some are going to occur and happen in the future. Why? Because our books, Genesis to Malachi, are books of what? Our antiquity, our past, our present state, and our future. Things that are yet to come. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. Be excited because the Most High Yah has chosen you and me and us as a people to be above, not equal to, above all the people on the face of the earth, because that's just the way he did it. And no one can undo what the Most High has done and is going to do. You don't have no power against him. He don't have to bow down, and he doesn't to anyone. But we certainly, most certainly, are going to all bow down to him. Yes, and that's you can mark that as guaranteed. That's going to happen because the Most High says, unto me shall every knee bow. Every knee shall bow, not should, shall bow, and every tongue shall swear. Not confess, swear. It's the difference in the two words. Now look at that. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to take some time tonight to go further and to explore, hallelujah, more of the New Testament contradictions. And I want to show you some things and point out something to you about these New Testament writers under this Piso family, who, of course, many of you are going to have to go and do your own personal research to find out what, that this is consistent, that the Pisos did, in fact, and indeed, write this compilation of books called the New Testament, which has nothing to do with the original writings of what is called a, quote, Old Testament. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as Old Testament. It is what? It is the book of what? It is the book of Torah, the law, the writings. You have the book of Psalms, which is a song book. Hallelujah. And the books of the prophets. Yeah. Yeah, those, the poetic books, the prophetic books. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters. So the word of Yah is not like any other word or words found anywhere on the earth, in the universe, anywhere else. The Most High Yah. The Most High Yah's words are the only words that shall endure forever. How long is forever? Hallelujah. Okay, I want to show you all something. I want to show you some of the tricks. You know, we tell you that this new book is full of tricks. Well, we're going to go in and point out some tricks here tonight in Knowledge. I want to deal with one particular subject for right now. We may have time to get to another one, but I need to go ahead and show you something about these New Testament writers and the tricks that they put in here to trick you with. So you got to really look at it very closely, or you will be deceived into believing and thinking that these things are perfectly okay. They're all right. I don't see the problem that the brother has with that, because that makes so much sense. Well, let's look at it. Okay, this has to do with so-called J-S-U-S, this Jesus, hallelujah, which is none other than Caesarea Borgia, of course, a Piso, in which the likings and the paintings and the pictures and the images of this so-called Jesus of Nazareth and of Galilee and of Bethlehem. How the hell can you be from three places? How can you be born in three places? Yes, all of this is over here in this new book, y'all. Yes. To show you, see, in attempting to contradict the word of the Most High Yah, this book has contradicted itself in attempting to contradict Yah's words, which can't be contradicted. No, they're not plagiarized. No, they're not plagiarizing our book, the book of Yah, okay? Because there's no plagiarization in that. Because, see, when you plagiarize something, you take credit for something, for a work that's already done. They don't plagiarize. They just simply contradict. They straight out lie. They tell stories. Stories. A story is nothing but a what? A clever way of calling it a lie. Because that's what it is. They lie, 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 lie. Because the heathens do what? Lie, 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 lie. And that's continuous, of course. That means what? Infinitesimal. Infinitesimal meaning no end to their lying. Let's look at this. Turn your attention to the book that's called Saint Mark. Saint now. Oh, yeah, Saint Mark. And we're going to start in at chapter 6. And we're going to look at, start reading at verse 30. Look at this. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said unto them, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while, for there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. So the followers of Jesus were starving. They were hungry. Did all this talking and then feed the people. But look at this. Look at this big trick that's coming up now. Okay. And they departed into a desert place by ship privately. And the people saw them depart. And if they were doing it privately, how in the hell did the people see them doing it? And the people saw them departing. And many knew him and ran afoot thither out of all the cities. That means there. And out went them and came together unto them. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, "This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away, for they may go into a country round about and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat." Well, you know, get rid of them. You know, let them go buy something to eat. I mean, hey, man, hey, we've been ahead of here a long time. Okay? Let them go buy some food. Verse 37, he answered and said unto them, "Give ye them to eat." And they said unto him, "Shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat?" Look at that. In other words, shall we go into the city and buy the bread for them? And he said unto them, "How?" Now look at this very, very closely, my beloved brothers and sisters. Look at this very closely, because there are some definite and obvious tricks in this right here. Okay? He said unto them, "How many loaves have ye? Go and see." Now, observe very carefully what their account is going to be now, okay? Because remember now, if you had several witnesses to these events, to these things, to these stories, they're not events, they're stories, then should not all the writers who have seen the same thing be consistent in their writing? Well, we're going to see. Watch this. "How when they knew," they say, "five and two fishes." In other words, five loaves of bread and what? And two fishes. Get the number now. Let's get the numbers right. Note the numbers, two fishes. And he commanded them to what? To make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the five loaves and the two fishes, he looked up to heaven. Now, looked up now. Don't say nothing, just looked up. And blessed, and brake the loaves, and gave them to the disciples who sat before them. And the two fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat and were filled. Wow, look at that. And they took up 12 baskets full of fragments and of the fishes. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. Now notice the number of people now. 5,000 men in this multitude that supposedly were fed with what? Five loaves of bread and two fishes. And he fed all those men. Hallelujah. And took up some food, had food left over. Boy, what a miracle, huh? Hold up. Put the brakes on. Let's check some more stuff out here. Now, this can be on you, but now, for the conservation of time, we're going to go over here to Matthew now, chapter 15. Want to see Matthew's so-called account of what transpired during this so-called great feeding of the multitude, if you will. Okay, we need to look at some things here. Y'all need to pay careful attention to this, because you're going to see some tricks in here. I'm going to get up on the tricks and let you see them, okay? See if you can call them out. Matthew chapter 15, and we start in at verse 29. Now, you might want to read this at your own discretion, you know, the whole 15th chapter, to get to the gist of what's going on here. But just for the conservation of time, we're going to break into it right now and deal with it from this perspective. Okay. Matthew chapter 15, verse 29. And Jesus departed from thence, and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, hallelujah, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet. And he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. And they glorified the, quote, God of Israel. Now, see, I use the word God over here because we're not talking about the same one. Okay, over in our book, when you see it like this, it would be the Elohim of Israel. But remember, over here in the Peace's book, we deal with something totally different. They just put certain words and phrases over here to do what? To disguise it and to trick you. But don't be tricked. Then Jehoshaphat called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. The people hadn't eaten in 3 days. Are you kidding me? You better believe it. Oh, yeah. They were pretty good to follow you for 3 days. Hallelujah. And hadn't eaten nothing. Man. Verse 33, and his disciples say unto him, when should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude? And Jehoshaphat said unto them, how many loaves have you? And they said, 7. Uh-oh. And a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit on the ground. Well, now, if both of these men, if both Mark and Matthew were witnesses to this, how in the hell can their count be off like this? Well, remember, Mark said there was 5 loaves and 2 fishes. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. We come over to Matthew, and Matthew said that they have 7. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Somebody here can't count, or somebody's ass wasn't paying attention. Something's going on here. Okay, we know what it is already. But look at this. Look at this account. And Jehoshaphat said unto them, how many loaves have ye? And they said, 7. Now, you mean to tell me if he's the son of God that they're going to splat out and straight out lie to him like that? When Mark said, well, brother, no, I mean, it's just a few. No, that makes a large difference when you got to feed a multitude of people, especially according to Mark 5,000. Let's see. We're going to keep reading down to see if they at least get that count right, because you got the food count way off, okay? And a few little fishes, few little fishes. Well, Mark said there were what? 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Matthew says that there were 7 loaves of bread and a few little fishes. Don't put the number or the count on the fishes, not just a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves. Over here he's taking 7 loaves. Over there he took 5. And the fishes, and gave thanks. Okay, here we go. Not in both of these instances, not in one time did he thank Yahweh or Elohim for nothing. Look at this. Didn't give no thanks. Just what? He gave thanks. Gave thanks to who? Didn't even make mention of the Most High. Okay? And break them and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. Okay. Now, take note of this now. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets full. And over here, they're taking up 7 baskets full. And they that did eat were 4,000 men, besides women and children. And he sent away the multitude and took ship and came into the coast of Magdala. Uh-oh. Now, here we go. We have a miscount already in the food over in the book of Mark. And Mark clearly says that there were what? That there were what? 5,000. We come over here to Matthew. Matthew said that there were 4,000 men. Mark said that there were 5,000 men and didn't even include women and children, okay? He just said 5,000 men. Now, over here, Matthew says that what? That there were 4,000 men beside women and children, which actually, that's not the total count, because he just counted the men. Mark counted the men, and there were 5,000, but he made no mention of women and children. Okay? They can't get the shit right. See, you all never paid attention to this stuff right here. Some of you all call this little stuff, but this is big, this is major, when you're dealing with the truth, because truth is truth. Truth cannot be mixed with lies. Lies are lies. Truth cannot be mixed with lies. Okay? Because truth stands on its own, and lies stand on their own. But lies, oh boy, they hold a weight that's going to get your ass condemned. I'm just telling you like it is, my beloved brothers and my sisters. I'm talking to Mishpaha family right now, y'all. Other nations, y'all can listen in, but I'm talking specifically and exclusively to the children of Israel, my people. Okay, now look at that now. Look at this. And they still took up 7 baskets full, okay? He's working with what? Just a little bit more, just a little bit more, just a little bit more, okay? But this is not consistent. The prophets of Yah were all consistent in all the same things that they both what? That they saw and prophesied. There's no variance. When one prophet tells you of a particular subject matter, the other prophet backs it up and gives you the what? The exact same account with no variance. Oh, yeah. Well, think about it now. When two or three different people see something, they're going to have different accounts of it. They got no, it's not going to vary that much, though. Okay? Okay. The only thing that it may be, maybe, are slight variances or differences in the way they phrase or say things. But if they saw something and they saw it the exact same way, what other way can you write it but exactly like you saw it? Now, we're dealing with numbers here. That means these so-called disciples can't even add and subtract and divide and all that. They can't do what we used to call back in my day simple arithmetic, which they don't call it that anymore, of course. It's mathematics and calculus and algebra and everything now. My goodness, yes. Mathematics. Okay. My beloved brothers and sisters, there's a serious problem, but hold on. Now, we're going back into our book and show you where they got this and where they stole this from. Oh yeah. We're gonna tear this New Testament to pieces. Even the little bitty things that you never thought of, which many of you count as little bitty things, but all this is major. Because what? These are major stories, major lies. And the lies must and will be put down by the servants that Yahweh have chosen to do this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let's go back in our book. Let me show you where they stole this from. And let me show you how the real men of Yah did this. How a servant of what? Elijah. Eliah. The man they call Elijah. Eliah. Hallelujah. Elisha, his servant. Let me show you what he did and how he did this. Let's go back now into our book and put this to rest and break up this contradiction, attempted contradiction, rather, because the words of Yah cannot be contradicted. Okay, we're going to break this contradiction into pieces. We're going to tear it up, spit it up, and shit it out. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Okay, let's look at the realistic side of what happened and where they attempted to steal this from. But as you can see, they chopped it up and messed it up real bad because this didn't go down like this. But we know that this side of the book is the truth about things. Let's go into our book, man, see where they stole this from and how they messed it up, chopped it up. Just like I just said, messed it up. Period. But it's not messed up because the words of Yah shall stand forever. 1 Kings chapter 4. Hallelujah. And for the conservation of time, because we got some more stuff even over here in this same chapter that we're going to deal with and show you how the New Testament even tried to contradict this. Yes. It has to do with the resurrecting of certain individuals and certain people. But we're going to deal with that when we get to it. Right now we're on this. Okay. Look at this now. 1 Kings chapter 4, and we're going to start in at verse 42. This has to do with Elisha, the servant of Eliah, the man called Elijah, both men being the servant of the Most High Yah. 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 42. And there came a man from Baal Shalishma, okay, Baal Shalisha, and brought the man of Elohim bread of the first fruits. Let's get the count down real good. He brought the man of Elohim bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley, 20 loaves now. Let's get the loaves down now. 20 loaves of barley and full ears of corn in the husk thereof. So that was what? 20 loaves of barley and 20 full ears. Now, not no little bitty stuff. These were big ears, you know. This is the real stuff. Not organically grown, truly organic, okay? The only fertilizer used to grow these plants were natural fertilizers like manure and the things that were used, what? The natural fertilizers, not to mention the rain that y'all gave. This is why it produced what? Full ears of corn in the husk thereof. And he said, give unto the people that they may eat. Okay? Check this out now, verse 43. And his servitor said, what? Should I set this before 100 men? Okay, look, notice the number of men now. At least they had more to work with. 20 loaves of bread to feed 100 men and a servitor. And 20 what? And 20 full ears of corn. And the servitor said, what? I'm supposed to feed 100 men. And those brothers right there, back then, that time, they could eat. Oh, yeah. So they were working men. Them brothers kept it going. And when they sat down to eat, they intended to get full, because you read all through our book. All through our book, after a good full meal by some of our people, back in that time, back in antiquity, and he ate or she ate and they ate until they were filled. In other words, satisfaction out of a meal. Yeah, get full off of it. Oh, yeah. He said again, give the people, this is Elisha talking to his servitor now, give the people that they may eat, for thus, look at who's talking now, for thus saith Yahweh, they shall eat and shall leave thereof. Now, Yahweh said this. Now, your JSUS did not acknowledge that anybody said anything to him about anybody eating and being filled. But notice, the prophet commands his servitor to give unto the people. He told him what? A second time. And look at what he said, that they may eat. For the prophet is letting him know who told him to do this. For thus saith Yahweh, they shall eat and shall leave thereof. So he said it before them, and they did eat and left thereof, according to the word of Yahweh. Now, this is the way it happens. This is the real deal. This is how it really goes down, my beloved brothers and my sisters. As you can see, the new book, no, it doesn't plagiarize. It just lies. Yeah, it lies. Look at, no, compare the two here now. Look at the event, which is back here in our book, and look at the story that's over there in their book, in the Peace Holes book, in the book that most of you Christians follow. Now, you compare it. Go a step further. Get Luke's account of it. See, I just used two of the so-called witnesses. I could have easily gone in all three books and show you the big disparity that exists even amongst those writers, how they are not consistent. And everything they write about and talk about over there in the Peace Hole Family's book is a lie, 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 lie. Look at this now. So he said it before them over here in our book, 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 44. So he said it before them, and they did eat, and left thereof according to the word of Yahweh. But look at how many loaves they had. They had a whole lot more to work with. Now, don't this seem much more reasonable? 20 loaves of barley and 20 what? Full ears of corn. Okay. Now, your JSUS, I guess he's supposed to be outdoing the father, huh? But his witnesses can't get the accounts right. One said 5 loaves and 2 fish. The other one, which is Matthew, Mark said what? 5 loaves and 2 fish. And Matthew said 7 loaves and a few tiny fish, small fish. Look at this. That's inconsistent. Those two do not agree. And that is not saying the same thing, my beloved brothers and my sisters. No, it isn't. But look at this. The man of Yah fed 100 men. Okay, Mark and Matthew can't get the numbers right. They supposedly fed a whole lot more people with far less. Are you kidding me? Those people would have been throwing rock stone because, hey, hell, they wouldn't have even gotten 10 people fed out of that. Come on, let's be reasonable. Let's be real, my beloved brothers and my sisters. That is nothing but lies. And 5,000, compare 5,000 now to 100. 5,100. And even over here, the servitor of Elisha said, man, hey, we don't have enough food to feed even these 100 men. Come on, I only have 20 loaves. Look at that. We can cut it up and divide. There ain't no way in the world they're going to get full, but y'all came in. Y'all stepped in and said, they shall eat and it shall be left over. Y'all didn't say this over here in the Peace of Families book. This is J.S.U.S. taking it upon himself, Cesare Borgia, the messed up, made up, phony, fake, lying stories of this New Testament. I just had to go in here tonight, y'all, and pull this out because, look, we're dealing with a lot of stuff that's not true. And yet to this day, a lot of people are caught up in the what? In the wicked stories, the lies of the Piso family over in the so-called New Testament. Man, let me tell you something. It's been a pleasure. It's been a thrill. We're going after some more. Stay in the knowledge suite. We're going to here. We're going to break it up, take it up, shake it up, bake it up. And after we do all that, we're going to shit it out. Yes, because it is nothing but a pack of shit. Yes, you heard it here in the knowledge suite. And I say it boldly without no apologies because, hallelujah, I stand on the word of Yah. Be blessed. We'll see you again next week. Shalom, shalom, shalom.